Hello.
I said, wait, woman.
And Clyde's back. He's crazy as ever because he's injured, bless him. What's up, Clyde?
Small girl broke my leg.
you didn't break your leg.
I did.
Gave you a bruisey woozy.
Small girl and big foreign cleaner. Double team.
No, that's... I'm going to get arrested now. That's dirty. I have the feeling it's going to be quite a short one this week. Because we have nothing.
There's no news.
GDC, we haven't watched any films this week because nothing's good come out. Apart from Confessions of a Shopaholic, which Clyde's already seen.
Ha.
Punch me during recording. Nothing's good out at the moment until maybe...
Never.
Until next week.
Why?
When the new Richard Curtis thing comes out.
Oh yeah, possibly.
The Boat That Rocked. I have to see that. It looks really good.
I don't know. Based on his other films.
Yeah, The Boat That Rocked. It looks good. Love Actually is good.
No, don't be silly.
Yes, it is. Love Actually is good. Gay. Love Actually is very good.
So gay.
I am so gay. There's no other films. Apart from I've been watching Spaced the whole time. That's really about it, because Spaced is awesome. No real funny random news. Not a lot of game news, because it's all being saved for GDC, which is on at the moment, but nothing's come out yet. After we record,
when does the keynote start?
9 o'clock in America,
which is
on the West Coast.
So for us, that is.
So like this evening. So by the time this is uploaded, then you'll have all the news, but we'll have all the news. But we won't be able to shout it out.
Is one of us gonna watch and listen and ship like we did with E3?
You can if you want.
I don't know, it's Nintendo, I'm not that bothered.
I've got games to play, once I'm reviewing later on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. But we'll kick it.
Kick it with a tasty groove.
Straight into the little bit of news we do have. Fallout 3, the pit. What's up with it, Mr. Kwai?
It's broken.
Did you buy it?
No, I haven't. Justin's got my copy of Fallout.
Oh.
And
Fair enough.
And I have no money, so therefore, no.
Apparently, it's corrupt. Only the UK version is corrupt. So it got put up yesterday, taken down yesterday, being Tuesday, and then today, Wednesday, it should be up by the end of the day.
Hopefully. Possibly.
Yes. Any idea what it's about?
What?
Any idea what it's about, or have you not been following it?
I know you're in Chicago, and you get like a crazy chainsaw weapon, and that's about it.
See, I've been following it because I can't get it.
So,
why
can't you get it?
Because it's on PlayStation. It's not on PlayStation.
Is Operation Anchorage not on PlayStation?
No.
Lol.
I hate you. You know what's gonna be the worst game that's gonna come out this year? What do you reckon it is, Kwai? The worst game that's come out this year?
Killzone 2.
No, that's going to come out this year.
But Ghostbusters.
No.
What?
Max Payne 3.
No, it'd be awesome.
It'd be shit.
No.
Film was shit.
You're just a
player. The games are really shit, apart from the narrative.
You're just a player hater. Max Payne 1 was fucking the tits.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Just because you wasn't born when it was first out, doesn't mean it's not awesome.
Good narrative.
No, the game is fucking
crap
awesome.
Crap gameplay.
No, it's fucking awesome.
Really bad mechanics.
You don't quite understand how awesome the first game was.
I played it. I played the second one.
Yeah.
It just wasn't very
awesome.
Good.
No, you're talking shit.
You're talking shit. This is the argument episode, really, isn't it? Sony has made a price cut after all those weeks.
But not on the PS3, lol.
Of moaning. Moaning.
Not
and moaning
retail price, though, lol.
They cut the development kit.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Don't know how much to do, but apparently it's now easier to use and cheaper to use, so...
It's about £2 and you get free chips.
Yeah. What about development kits? Kwai's been a heathen, but not liking the new Blue 360, are you, Kwai?
No, it's just pointless. Shame.
Pointless. It looks
fucking
sexy.
It's like becoming like the DS though, with like 9 million colours.
You don't get to buy it, it's a development kit.
Yeah,
only.
I know, but
it
still.
It looks nice.
So?
And I'm tempted to go down to Where's the nearest development studio to here?
Leipzig.
No, there's one in Cambridge, I swear.
That's RuneScape.
We can go steal their 360.
Why would RuneScape have a 360?
Why not? To play decent games, unlike the one they're developing.
Whoa. RuneScape was awesome back in the day.
Yeah, it's not. It's still all 3D and shit now.
Yeah, that's what I said, back in the day.
It was never really good anyway.
Yeah, it was. It was free and it was awesome.
Shut up. You don't know anything about games.
Neither do you.
Xbox are being arsehole-y again.
No, they're not.
Saying, something about the PlayStation being bad. I don't like Aaron Greenberg. It doesn't... Bill Gates is dead to me now, so... Because there's not a I do not own a Microsoft product at all. That's not my Xbox.
You've brought stuff for it.
Oh, okay. I own Gears of War.
There you go.
That's it. It's the only Microsoft product I actually own.
Make sure. To be fair, it's not Microsoft's place. It's supposed. It's more Rockstar's place. So you know, since they actually made it. All Microsoft did was pay lots of money for it.
What they're saying.
But it's still a big achievement.
Aaron Greenberg from Xbox is saying that if GTA Lost in the Damned was in shops, it would have raped Killzone 2.
Which is true. It would have.
Despite the fact that it came out at different times, am I correct?
Well, yeah.
It came out before...
It could, like a couple of weeks.
And... I don't think it would have done. I just don't think it would have done, being as though Killzone's such a big game.
Do you know
and
how many...
the pre-orders alone were over a million.
Do you know how many downloads there's been of Lost in the Damned, though?
No.
Like, lots.
Lots.
I don't know the exact numbers, so I'm just going to stick with lots.
Nobody knows the exact numbers, because Microsoft won't tell anybody. It's probably just you, Kwai.
I know.
You and this Aaron Greenberg.
I know it was a... They sold more of it. There was more downloads of that on the first day it came out than there was on, like, the first day Live existed.
Yeah,
seeing as there was only Pac-Man on the first day Live existed.
Yeah, that's not very difficult, to be fair.
I am lying. I don't actually know what was out on the first day of Live existing.
No, it's just got to the point where nobody gives a toss and Microsoft's starting to stoke the fires again of hatred towards the PlayStation. Well, it's just pathetic because... Even though Microsoft haven't got any games coming out this year, they're just trying to be like, oh, we're still better.
To be fair, no one's got any games coming out this year.
Infamous Heavy Rain.
So?
So?
Nobody's
got any games coming out this year. Here's a list of games that are kind of PlayStation.
Remember last year, there was a drought in the summer of games.
I've got Infamous, I'm happy.
Is that even out in the summer?
Yes.
Well then, fuck you.
Heavy Rain's coming out this summer, supposedly. Uncharted 2. Ratchet and Clank.
Queer.
Assassin's Creed.
Is that out in the summer?
That should be out at the end of the year. There's a lot of PlayStation 3 games coming out.
Assassin's Creed is also coming out on the Xbox.
Okay, Assassin's Creed PSP. Little Big Planet PSP.
Who cares? PSP. I don't fucking give a shit about handheld consoles.
So you don't like the iPhone then? To play games on the iPhone, even though loads of awesome iPhone games have been announced. Silent Hill. Loads of awesome iPhone games have been announced.
Yeah, but what was that news story? Look, quality of iPhone games doesn't matter. People will still buy them.
Yeah, but the games that are coming out, some of them are actually really, really good. Like MGS Touch, Silent Hill, Doom's coming
out. Silent Hill shit, we played it.
Coming out.
Remember, we played it. Silent Hill.
Silent Hill iPhone.
Yeah, what? How is it going to make it any better?
It's good. I played the trial version. It's good. It seems very good. Time Crisis, Doom is coming out, Wolfenstein's coming out. You're very hatred mood, aren't you, today?
Yes.
Oh, it's because his leg hurts, bless him. Shall exactly. I take the anger out on the rest of the world?
Yes.
Diddums. You were talking about a new Halo.
I don't wanna, shit.
Oh, you told me to put it in then.
Yeah, because it's news, it's only
reading,
I like
you're
it.
Reading in your 360 magazine.
Yeah.
About a new Halo game.
Yeah.
Is there any information on it?
Don't know.
Apart from Ryan Payton from the MGS4 producer, will probably be doing it.
There'll be Halo Gear Solid.
Halo Gear Solid. Anything at all? Nothing, no?
It's really all bullshit. Oh yeah, there's a new game in the Halo universe. And it'll be good. Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
So let's just say there'll be a new Halo game out. Like, we couldn't guess that already.
No one cares about Halo.
Apart from the millions of people who play it online.
The rights of the Lord of the Rings franchise has passed from EA over to Warner.
Woo, don't care. See, I told you guys, there really wasn't a lot of stuff coming out this week. CryEngine 3, GDC, no one cares, the development thing. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 has been announced, no one cares if anyone's going to buy it. It's all the game news we got, really. It's going to be a very short podcast the way this is going. Anything else to add from your magical Xbox magazine about games?
Wheelman got more than Resident Evil 5, which is funny.
Yeah, quite funny. That really is that really it? Well, I suppose it's...
Lol.
My bad.
That's what you get for holding your microphone like some sort of fucking Christian missionary. Do you believe in Jesus? I believe in Jesus.
To be fair, you can't expect there to be a lot of news this week. Because what? It's the week before a big thing. Like, you won't get any announcements the week before E3, or the 2 weeks before E3.
Yeah.
Because people want to save it for the E3, or GDC, or TGS, or Leipzig, or whatever.
Breaking news. Quickly, Hobbs, it's dance time. Dance time. Quickly, dance. Start dancing.
Why?
Breaking news. Jay Goody's dead. Jay Goody's dead.
How has he finally popped a fucking ugly clogs?
Did you not see this?
No, for honest, I don't follow
the
story.
There was irony. Irony, because it was on Mother's Day.
Oh, cunt. Ain't that a cunt? What a shame.
Hobbs, I've got a joke for you.
That's quite funny. Go on.
What's the similarities between Jay Goody and a chocolate egg?
Here today, goo tomorrow?
They'll both be in a box by Easter.
That's good. That's good, I like. I forgot about it. No, I did read it in the paper yesterday about her, like...
dying.
About her kids come back from school, and I was like, why is she not pictured with them? So I wasn't actually going to read the fucking newspaper. It's a son.
What a shit mother, not with her kids.
The person you think I am. Yeah, she's pretty much a terrible mother. Dying on Mother's Day. I mean, come on.
The ultimate irony. At least now she's with Jesus.
She's probably not in Jesus. She's probably stoking the foul-smelling depths of hell.
Hitler.
For abusing television.
With a bottle.
Yeah. She should be castrated.
Well, she's dead. She can't really get any more than that. She doesn't have testicles.
I'm going to go steal the corpse. You heard it here first. If you see the corpse, stolen. From now on. It probably wasn't me, but it might be.
You realise
that's like... If you see a fat man in a balaclava, then it was me. Anything else? It wasn't. It was Gary.
Hobbs. Where in the world is Callum Laird?
I do not know. Let us find out. Wow. Quai talks about music.
Yes, music. You want to listen to Chang Wang 2K3. Well, he has remixed the Black Album by Jay-Z with Nez music. Which, to be fair, Nez music, whatever you do with it, is always good. But Nez music with Jay-Z is even better. I suggest you go on YouTube and put in the 99 Problems of Battletoads remix.
So, look, see, 99 Problems... Battletoads remix. I can't spell, obviously.
So good.
Get a phone call.
Fuck off, Phil. Whoa, sound. There's no sound.
Ah, my load and ready run ringtones.
There's no sound, Hobbs.
No. Oh, no, there's no sound in the... Let's start that from again. Cash. So from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zapatos, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, it sounds quite good, to be fair.
Go on, the Mega Man 2 dirt off your shoulder one. No, up one. Up, that one.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Quite good.
Chang Wang 2K3.
I like it. I approve.
I've downloaded this stuff, so I'll send it to you.
I do approve of this.
In the meantime, Callum Robert Laird.
Where in the world is he? I know where he's going to be on Sunday.
Where?
Saturday.
Where?
Back in Newmarket.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Podcast special edition. Is he back for just the weekend?
Oh, wow.
No, he's back
for Easter.
Oh man, he's in the podcast.
He'll be in the podcast at some point. Right, wow, I've just found... Right, Callum Laird has picked Super Mario 64, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, The Legend of Zelda, and Wind Waker, Counter-Strike, Super Smash Bros. As his top five games. Movies should have been better. Guess what movies Callum thought should be better.
I don't know.
Indiana Jones...
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Episode 1. Blade Trinity, Matrix Revolution. To be fair, Blade Trinity is three films. As you know, it's one film.
And then Callum Robert, his favourite films are The Matrix, Terminator 2, Star Wars, and something else. Casino Royale, Kill Bill.
Enough of the JD.
Where is Callum? Where is Callum Robert Laird? Let's just say he'll be back in Newmarket soon. He'll be back in Newmarket very soon. Which is good. Very good. We like Callum, don't we, Quai?
I don't know. Is he going to be angry and drunk again and abuse me?
Quite possibly, yes.
Awesome.
How long have we done so far? Should we take a short break at 17 minutes?
Hobbs, I've realised we've got something to talk about.
What?
Lost.
Oh, yes. We'll come back and do some Lost, shall we?
No. Maybe.
Should we do it now? Should we podcast all the way through without taking a break?
Yes.
That's right then.
Break it up with a song. So here we go. They are lost
on a magical island where no one
knows where they are. They are lost. No one from sex. Don't someone find them before they get into more danger.
I don't know.
He's large.
I don't know the words to that, so I can't comment. What happened in Lost?
You do the first. From the land down under to the land of the free.
You can do this bit because I want to get a drink. I'm a fag, but I ain't got any fag stuff.
I don't remember what happened. Namaste.
No, it was called Namaste. Go on, Quai. I'll be back.
I don't remember what happened.
Sawyer and that turned up. Oh, the other guys turned up.
Oh yeah. It is a continuation from the last episode. Lafleur. Was Lafleur the last episode?
Uh-huh.
It ended with all the boys turned up in a truck with gin. And they're like, oh, no, what do we do now? So Jack, Kate, and Hurley are shimmied into the Dharma Initiative because Sawyer and Juliet get them on the old roster of new recruits. And I've forgotten the rest.
Basically, they get put on the roster of new recruits. Jack becomes a workman, which means he'll probably be working with Mr. Roger Linus.
Was Roger Linus a workman?
Yes, he was.
He was a cleaner.
He was a workman.
Oh.
Saeed gets found in the jungle.
By Jin,
but obviously Jin has to. Jin has to add Radzinski here, you see. But obviously Jin has to play Dharma. So they lock Saeed away underneath the village.
In Teprisons.
Teprisons. You see lots of bits. You see flash
forward,
whatever they are.
of the plane crash, and you see.
Son gives Ben a good rate.
Give whacks him around the head, and her and.
La penis.
Go off.
You don't need it.
Give my hard drive back. They go off into the jungle, and go across to the other island, like the main island.
Yeah.
Before they come across the Dharma village, which is all broken and busted and horrible. And mysterious
Scorpion steps out of the hut and goes, "Get over here!" And they go into the hut. But it turns out it's actually Christian Shepherd.
And he tells me of a long journey ahead of you. So obviously they're after the Dharma initiative.
Because he shows them a picture of Dharma 77.
Maybe they're lost in time.
Well, no.
Quite possibly.
They're in the future, aren't they?
That maybe.
Are certainly after Dharma's destruction.
Yeah, they are, but maybe they're in a gap in time.
What, they're on the island? They're in
They're on the island, but they're not in any particular time.
If I can remember the word, I'd say.
What?
You know, limbo. They're in limbo. They're in island limbo.
They're in island time limbo. Quite possibly, anyway, I'm not. It's not confirmed. But you never know. You never know.
You never know, indeed.
What else happens? Oh yeah, Jack finds out that Juliet and Sawyer are living together. Big whoop, and he's like, "No!" And Sawyer's like, "I'm the king of the island now, you motherfucker. John left me in charge. Ha 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 ha." And all this other crap. Stuff I don't understand. And then, it does very well bring up the triangle of, Juliet and Jack.
They mean square angle. It's a love square.
It is a love square. It's a love shack. It's a raw shack. Maybe, yeah. It brings up those Sawyer, Kate, Juliet, Jack love triangle. I think Jack and Sawyer are going to get together.
Yeah.
At the end of the series. So it'd be a... You know they have what are they called?
Anal sex.
Skater and Jater. Around the internet. If you read forums on the internet about Lost, you'll know what I'm talking about. Jater. So you have Jack and Kate. So if you prefer Jack and Kate to be together, you're called a Jater. For Sawyer and Kate together, you're called a Skater. And there's Sawyer and Juliet, which is
Shoryuken.
No, it's not Shoryuken. It's like Joya. And then there's Jack and Juliet, which is like
Joya.
Juliet. It's like Jack. I don't know. Something stupid. Some stupid shit. And it does bring up that love triangle. Well, I'm forever
love square.
I'm a sack, to be honest. Juliet and no Sawyer and Jack. Sack.
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 I wish I knew how to quit you, Horace.
Interesting thing that happened in the whole episode.
They called the baby Ethan.
Oh yeah, Amy and Horace's baby is called Ethan. No big surprise Ethan there. Hunt. No big surprise there. The only real interesting thing that happened during the whole episode is you saw Radzinski and he looks like a bellend. And right at the end...
Less of a bloodstain.
Yeah, less of a bloodstain, more of an actual human being. And the bit right at the end where... Little kid walks up to Saeed and goes, "Here's some food, you man in prison." And, what was I going to say?
It's Ben.
Oh, yeah, it's baby Ben. And so Saeed goes, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Benjamin Landis." And so goes, "Oh, my God, Ben's on the island," which we knew that from 2 series ago. But it was a pretty wank episode, if you ask me. Nothing really happened.
They're ingratiated
into Dharma.
Important information.
But
like when Radzinski was getting all pissed because Saeed might have saw the plans for the swan. Apparently there might be more to the swan than we know.
Yes. Forgot about that. It is quite possible, quite probable indeed.
So what's going to happen is when the purge...
Because obviously the swan...
That's where they're going to hide.
So obviously the swan isn't built yet. So, yeah, Ben and all that are on there.
What?
Young Ben's already on the island.
What
so
age does Ben do the purge? Is it a young age or is it like adult age?
Well, you see him as he was, like the sort of age where he first met the hostiles. But it's an adult-y age. So it's probably a good 10 years off. It's probably like a good, like...
So
well, it's 1977, I think. So is it not?
They're obviously going to show The Purge.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to do it for like 10 years later or something.
Yeah, it would be.
Sort of teen angst Ben going,
I think it's like 20-year-old Ben. So he's got about 10 years before The Purge even happens. We'll let it play out, but I'm assuming that the swan isn't built yet. So we're just going to have to build the swan around that mag. If you played the game, there's that big magnet.
Yeah. Electromagnet.
Yeah. Around that. It's very
odd.
Odd, to say the least. My bad.
Racism.
It's very strange, but it's on again, up on Ninja Video. Category 74, I believe.
Is that actually?
You go ninjavideo.com/cat/74. I think that's lost.
I usually just go lost.
Yeah, you usually just click on the last thing. If you go on ninjavideo.net, we don't mind pimping you, Fari. I know you're one of the... They're in the one... Do you know Ninja Video? Random ninja fact of the day. One of the top 7,000 websites on the internet.
Yeah.
I also found out that... you know the old... old wives' tale that 99% of the internet is porn? Yeah.
Is 99% of the internet Fari?
99% of the internet is not porn, and 1% of the internet is porn.
The internet's big.
Out of all the emails...
It's spam. You watched QI.
Damn it! I did watch QI. It's very good.
It's old QI, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that far. It wasn't that long ago, but still. It's still good.
Did you watch Heston Blumenthal's Roman Feast on Channel 4 last night?
No.
He made an ejaculating cake.
What do you mean he made an ejaculating cake?
He made a cake and they used certain stuff and it sort of, like, ejaculated.
That's not normal.
He's really he, not he normal. Also made pig nipple scratchings.
That's not normal either.
And calves brain custard.
What are you watching, honestly?
TV.
Stuff lost. What's going to happen in new episode?
Oh, it's about Saeed, and it's called... I can't remember what it's called. It's called, like, Me For You or something.
Meat For You.
No, not meat. Crazy motherfucker.
Meat For You.
Like, about Saeed, like, oh, no, I'm Saeed, I am. Woo, I'm on the island again. Oh, no, I didn't catch it. Oh, look, there's a sandwich.
I'm guessing it'll be the leading up to Ben getting on the plane, to Saeed getting on the plane episode.
Probably. Or it'll probably show him on the plane, show him back on the island. Because it has to have some sort of, like, addition to the plot. It can't just... It can't do what they've done the past... You know, they can't... You know, they already had an episode where it's like, all right, they're all on the island now. It has to, like, forward the
story. It has to forward the story. So we'll do, like, bits. Maybe him getting on the plane, maybe killing some more people for Ben, maybe. And then...
Was it Ben that killed Abaddon?
Yeah.
I can't remember if we saw that or not.
No, but Ben says, I killed Abaddon.
Yeah, but he could have been like, Saeed.
No, because Saeed was against... No, it wasn't.
Exactly. Hasn't happened yet.
No, yeah. No. It was because it was after Saeed started working for the... building the homes. So it was after Ben and Saeed stopped being... Stop sexing out. Yeah. It's very confusing, but hopefully they should flesh it out in the next few episodes, like the bit, like 2004 to 2007. That's what they'll be fleshing out, I reckon.
No,
in the next few episodes.
Along with
progressing the story further on the island.
We know we're going to see Horace Goodspeed and Roger Linus, so it's obviously going to have some 77 stuff.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I know where you come from.
To the reviews.
We've only got two reviews this week.
Yeah. Talk about Metal Gear Penis.
Metal Gear, it's really... Do you want to play it?
Alright.
Well, while I'm reviewing it. I'll play it.
This is a live review. The first live review ever done on the internet ever. No one's ever done this before, except for maybe about 900 other people.
To look at Kojima Productions and everything. It's a very good game. It is the fifth portable game to hit Act 1. The fifth portable game in the Metal Gear Solid series. Actually, fifth canon portable game in the Metal Gear Solid series. Doesn't really give you anything new for the storyline. It's just a going through of Metal Gear Solid 4 in a sort of time crisis-y sort of style, like pop up and shoot. So basically all you do is you put your finger on the screen to pop up, take it off to jump back under cover, drag your little cursor around and tap it to shoot, and then you basically you have to kill 12 like the first one that's Squire's playing now, is you kill 12 enemies on the first level to progress. So you kill a certain amount of enemies, but obviously there's like enemies get harder, so you get like geckos and the little tiny mini gecko ball with three arm things. You get enemies who are in the distance, so you have to pinch the screen to get out your sniper rifle and take them out. Enemies obviously get more health, they get rocket launchers, you get the barrier starts falling away, so that's how they make it harder. Problem with the handle is it's all digitized backgrounds of characters, so it just basically is about two frames of animation per character of them hiding and then popping out of cover.
When a small chicken,
and when it comes to Snake, he has like five animations of him at various angles shooting. But it is generally fun game. Each level takes about 2 minutes to finish. Each level does take about 2 minutes to finish. So it's just basically like, if you're sitting on your lunch break board, you play a couple of levels. If you're on a bus heading to town, you play a couple of levels. On the tube, you play a couple of levels. It won't take long to finish.
On the tube, you have to watch for terrorists.
Oh yeah, obviously. It doesn't take long if you're good at that sort of games, but it does take what you're used to, and the late levels are very difficult. You enjoying it, Quai?
Codename Lobster. Oh, rah.
You having fun?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
The later levels do get quite hard. But it looks very nice. Well, it looks all right for an iPhone game. Because the digitized image is very good. It sounds just like Metal Gear. Obviously, the story is the same, all the characters are the same. They are doing it in blocks, so it's £3.49 buy now. In a few weeks or whatever it is time, they're releasing more. So there's 12 missions in this one. They're releasing like 10 more or so missions for free, and then they'll be putting the price up. So if you want to download it now for cheap. And get all the missions free rather than have to pay in like a fiver for the whole thing. It is worth £3 if you just fancy it. But by law, I am a huge Metal Gear fan, so I have to say I like it. But Quai is probably not. Are you a Metal Gear fan, Quai?
What do you mean? Of course I'm fucking am, you retard. Yeah, it's just I haven't played 4 yet. I've been busy.
Is this game well good?
It is good. It's simple but effective.
You get there's enough depth to a game there's enough depth to the phone game to make it enjoyable. So you get like sniper rifles and like friendly soldiers and all sorts of stuff. It's good. There's like power ups. So you know the kind of thing I'm going to go on about. It's good. If you're a Metal Gear fan, buy it. If you're just a shooter fan with an iPhone, you got to buy it. Probably, it's not the best game, but for the platform, it's probably the best game out there. It's better than Spore, it's better than Time Crisis, definitely. And it is worth a purchase, even though it's just £3.50. Right, Quai, stop playing now.
No, I'll have to finish it.
Bless him, he's having fun. So I have to take a photo of your leg and put it on the blog.
Why?
Because it's fucking foul looking. I'll put that up later. Later on I'll be doing the eye mixes and a few other little bits. Have you seen the new update for the site? You can download the toolbar now.
What? Is it like the Google toolbar?
Like a Google toolbar. Google. Like the Google toolbar. But
oh no, I pressed the wrong button.
I just
did the next mission for you.
For From the Minds Of, basically. So you can search our site, you can search the internet via Google. There's RSS feeds of all our podcasts, all our updates on the blog. all our Twitter updates, stuff like that.
How's our secret Google mission going?
The secret project with a J and a K?
No, I mean the secret, like, speaking to Google for like lol advertising.
Oh, I'm working on it. There's a lot of things I'm working on. Very painstakingly slowly at the moment.
What did we do for the secret project? The other secret project. We have many secret projects. We did some location scouting.
Yes, we did do some location scouting for the secret project. With a J and a K.
I've got some news for you. Our fan base is now global. I've been advertising on Final Fantasy XI.
Nice.
I was thinking to my clap.
No wonder why I got...
Like my guild about it, and they were like... I was like, oh yeah, you talk about games and shit. I was like, yeah, we do. And we're like, you know, doing a secret project. And they're like, oh, I'll have to watch that when it's ready.
What's your clan called, just to put them out?
It's called Dedication. The link shell on Final Fantasy XI on the server Remora.
All right, then.
It's the words that Hobbs doesn't understand.
Yes. What is this 11 you speak of?
I'm a ninja. Ninja.
All right, then.
Seven.
We rented this morning Legends of WrestleMania for the PlayStation 3.
WrestleMania!
Go.
It's cool. It's alright.
It's cool. It's alright.
The best thing about it is the archive footage.
Yes, if you're a proper wrestling fan, like an old school wrestling fan, you will like it because before they do these relive matches. It's basically probably the main game mode, isn't it?
Well, it's relive, rewrite, and redefine are the three main game modes.
Yeah, so you relive these matches, so you get shown a bit of the match and you have to recreate it.
Yeah, in the relive mode.
In the relive mode. In the rewrite mode, you have to
play as like the loser and win the match.
Yeah, and in the redefine mode, you play all the big matches.
Or, yeah, but with like different stipulations like ladder or Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
There you go, then. That's the thing. And there's Legend Killer mode.
Yeah.
Where you basically go out and take, oh, we'll kill Hulk Hogan, we'll kill The Rock, we'll kill Stone Cold.
Yeah, you basically walk up to him with a gun.
Yeah, bang right in the face. It's pretty much, quite a fully fleshed out game. There's a lot of stuff to do.
There's a lot of flaws.
It's
super casual.
We'll come to them later, though. There's a lot of fleshed out stuff in it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wrestlers, proper old school wrestlers. I don't know about the match types. We haven't played it for that long. But it seems very fleshed out. Like there's online. There's lots of create wrestler. There's exhibitions.
Well,
all the...
it's pretty much SmackDown versus Raw 2009. All of legends. You know they used to have like a couple of legends in the actual SmackDown games.
Yeah.
Well, now I think they're trying to do it like separately now. Like they're gonna.
Have so you have shitloads of legends rather than a couple. And yeah. They get a separate game just to wind more money out of you.
Yeah. Or THQ. Still THQ are a bit shit.
Yeah. It is not a bad game. It's worth picking up if you're a wrestling fan. Or if you want to get into wrestling, because it's very, very casual. Very casual.
It's worth a rent.
It is worth a rent. Go into the flaws.
The flaws are... Well, the obvious flaws from SmackDown vs. Raw 2009, like the belt, like in a ladder match, you'll always fight for the... you'll always have the world heavyweight title up there. But then, even if they're fighting for the Intercontinental title...
Yeah.
But then in the next cutscene, it'll like change like that. So it's a bit odd. The controls are, well, I'm not going to say simplified, I'm going to say dumbed down.
Arcade style gameplay.
So basically, a couple of buttons for everything. That's about it.
Yeah, it's like punch, grapple, block,
taunt.
And then special move is two buttons combined. It's really not that, it's really not a lot. And there's lots of like, lots of quick time events. Lots and lots of quick time events. And if you're an achievement whore, you have to rent it if you're an achievement whore. There's 20 achievements. All ranging from create one wrestler.
To win a match without pausing.
That sort of stuff. I've got like, there's 20 and I got like...
Four
in two matches. And then create a wrestler. So that's 5 in like 10 minutes. It's really, really easy. It's really, really... But it's just general fun. It's just general fun.
It's a good rent. Don't buy it.
Yeah. Looks about it, really. And you can...
import the roster from SmackDown vs. Raw 2009.
Yeah, so if you went and brought this, because you wanted the casual style gameplay, but you didn't want the sort of hardcore-y stuff, you can go and rent, like,
or borrow someone's copy of Legend of 09, bring all the characters over, so you basically got all the characters available. It's good though. Watch video footage from the matches of the 80s and 90s, and then complete objectives to relive, rewrite, or redefine history. It's not bad. It's not bad. 2.1 fucking gigs on my hard drive though. 2.1 gigs.
I think we're pretty much done.
The 20th of my 20th. Fucking hard drive.
Yeah, but you've got a tiny hard drive.
Shush. Shush.
Your PS3 meant to be all super. It's not all like one hard drive.
Yeah, I'm going to put a terabyte in there eventually.
Can you get a terabyte?
Yeah.
Can you just use an external hard drive? Or do you have to buy a special Sony?
You can back up your stuff on external hard drive. But you can buy any, I can't remember, there's a certain type of internal hard drive that you can buy. All you do is you unscrew two little screws in the bottom, take off a panel, push it in, it'll pop out, yeah. And then slide the other one in, and then all you have to do is boot off your external hard drive, which is what I'm going to do. Because I've had to play games now, to play box games, I've got a lot, I've had to delete
other games.
All my downloadable games. I had loads of downloadable games. I had to delete them all. Fair enough, I can re-download them at a later date. I've had to delete a lot of, like, installs. So if I go back and play an old game, what game did I... Orange Box, I have to do the install again.
I'm well on my Xbox. I'm under 50. I've got 47.8 gigs left. I was trying to keep it over 50.
That's more than my hard drive.
Yeah, I know. Mine's at, like, 120.
Yeah, I know. The biggest PS3 you can get now is 80. But I'm going to put a terabyte. It's only about...
Do you need a...
eBay, they're about 30, 40, 50 quid.
SATA drive or another type of drive?
That's it. SATA drive. Slide it in. Easy peasy. All you've got to do is worry about your game saves and things like that. But I think if you back it up, you should be all right.
How many hard drive slots are there? Because surely you can have multiple hard drives. All right.
One. But I've known people who can do it, and they say it goes fine, and... All your trophies and all that are linked up with your tag, gamer tag. So I'm gonna try it. Right. If anybody's got any tips of what hard drive to buy,
I just gave you a tip. SATA.
You know, obviously you have to have a SATA. You have to have a SATA one, but any like cheap ones, like on eBay or anything. We want to donate one to me so I can continue talking
E-buy,
about games.
eBuy,
yeah. If anybody has tips about getting one or even want to send me one. Fine by me.
That'd be to you, Mr.
Hobbs at fromtheminds.co.uk. And from that, we shall bid you adieu. We have spun it out long enough. 42 minutes. That's not so bad. We'll work on a song at the end, whatever it may be. See you later, guys. Say bye, Kwai.
Bye, Kwai.
Bye, Kwai.
take it. Take it all you away and take, from me. Take it all.
Please.
Out of here.
Take it.